a big idea.
So that's the Gomers. I was listening to that this morning because we're all about big ideas today. Obviously, the economy is a big problem. A little fix isn't going to work at this point, and we're looking for your big ideas on what to do to fix the economy. You can give them to us all morning at 877-8MYTAKE or at thetakeaway.org. And right now we want to take on one particular portion of the economy, and that's the housing market. Clearly, there's a lot of people not only at risk at foreclosure, but who are simply holding onto homes because they're underwater. Their home is worth less than their mortgage is. And that seems to be the position that one Takeaway listener is in. Marthenia Dupree listens to the show on member station WLRN in Miami. And Marthenia, you're underwater on your house, right?
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Now, you've been in the home for how long?
37 years.
So how did you end up in this situation?
Well, basically, I had some damage to the house, and then I had to refinance. And at the time that I refinanced, the real estate person said, you know, that an ARM was the only option that I had because I had always had a fixed mortgage. And so at that time I asked for a fixed mortgage, and they said that the banks were not lending a fixed mortgage, which wasn't true, but that's what they were telling people. And they said to go ahead and take the ARM. Don't worry about it because in 2 years you'll be able to refinance, but in 2 years the housing
collapse.
Tragedies happened.
All right. Also with us this morning is Chris Mayer. He's the Paul Milstein Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Celeste.
Marthenia's story is not a new one to you, I'm sure.
No, I actually hear all the time from people who have problems refinancing their mortgages. And so, you know, because the housing market has collapsed and house prices are lower, people can't get an appraisal, their incomes have fallen, their credit's not as good, and there aren't many places to go anymore to get mortgages.
Well, at this point, are there solutions for somebody like Marthenia Dupree? Is there something that can do to get her out of her situation?
Well, along with Dean Glenn Hubbard at Columbia Business School, we've proposed that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac offer a no-cost refinancing to all of the borrowers who have guaranteed mortgages from the federal government. The idea is not to subsidize the housing market, but to actually offer lower rates to households, given that businesses and banks have been managing to take advantage of the lower rates to improve their profitability and balance sheets. We'd like to offer that same benefit to ordinary homeowners who have been doing the right thing, making their payments, but have not been able to take advantage of the low rates.
Well, Marthenia Dupree, a Takeaway listener who listens at WLRN in Miami, would the solution that Chris Mayer is talking about there, would that help you?
I think it would help me and a lot of other people. Because basically what we want to do is we want to stay in our homes.
And if you were refinanced, you could afford your payment because it wouldn't
yes.
be an unadjustable. Okay. So, yes. Chris, I mean, at this point where the federal government is talking about making spending cuts everywhere, can Freddie and Fannie afford that?
Yes, actually, Fannie and Freddie could afford this. They've been actually trying to make up for their losses by charging more money for new borrowers. So even if you have pretty good credit but not perfect credit, you're going to pay 2%, 3%, 4% of the mortgage amount up front to get the loan. And they're really doing it because they're the only game in town at the moment.
They're the only people that are really lending.
Yeah, and that's not the role of a government backed lender, to be earning profits or, you know, trying to make up losses, which are already sunk. That's not the right role of the government in this situation. The role of the government is to help Americans. So there would be cost to this for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Our estimate would be on the range of, you know, $40 billion or so. Of course, some of that they'd get back. There'd be fewer people who would default on their mortgages. But this would be, you know, this would result in mortgage payments by $50 to $70 billion per year.
Wow.
And the reason the savings are so big every year is that bondholders who have benefited enormously in the crisis would be private bondholders would be helping to subsidize this, by having their high interest rate bonds prepaid, and the government would issue lower interest rate bonds.
Huh. That's Chris Mayer. He's the Paul Milstein Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School. Back to Marthinia Dupree, who listens at WLRN in Miami. Marthinia, at this point, I understand that the mortgage company put a lien on your house. Do you have a deadline at this point? How long do you have before you could possibly lose your home?
I'm not quite sure because communicating with them is almost impossible. You know, you call them and they put you on hold forever, or they call you back, and then that's not what they discuss. They discuss coming up with a large amount of money to stay in your house. And so basically they just like avoid the issue. But I'm thinking too, also, do you think that what the professor just said, do you think that that's basically doable? Because I don't hear too many people discussing his idea, which I think is a good idea.
Chris?
Well, I think it's doable. There are other people who have called for similar kinds of proposals. I think there are some concerns with the government. One of them is that there would be, a modest budget cost to this, and the other is, maybe bondholders wouldn't like it. Maybe they, would be worried about funding future mortgages. But I think both of those are pretty overblown. Bondholders have been huge beneficiaries of public policy during this crisis.
Chris, real quickly, what does somebody like Marthinia do? Let's say she's all in on your proposal. She seems pretty enthusiastic about it. What does she do? She calls her politician. What does she do?
There's in Congress, the HOME Act, sponsored by Dennis Cardozo of California, has proposed such a program. I also think with the budget negotiations, this is a wonderful time to put pressure on through the political process to try and help, the one group of people who have not really helped in this crisis, which is ordinary homeowners who are paying their bills, doing the right thing, but really struggling.
That's Chris Mayer, Paul Milstein, Professor of Real Estate at Columbia Business School. Marthinia Dupree, sounds like it's time to call your senator.
Yes, I do, and I will.
She listens to the show on member station WLRN in Miami. That's one big idea on fixing the economy. Do you have one? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.